Let me tell you the craziest fundraising lesson I've ever learned. Sometimes massive results come from tiny changes. Not a new strategy, not a new campaign. Three words, that's it. We changed three words in an email and raised $41,000. And it completely changed how I think about donor psychology. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. And today we're talking about the three-word change that dramatically increased donations. Because fundraising is not just about what you ask. It's about how people emotionally experience the ask. Here's what happened. We had an email performance, okay, good open rates, decent clicks, but donations felt flat. Then we changed three words. Instead of saying, please support our mission, we changed it to, you can make this possible. That was it. And donations jumped dramatically. Why? Because the emotional frame changed. The first version focused on the organization. The second version focused on the donor. That changes everything. Let me say this clearly. Donors want to feel powerful, not pressured. That tiny wording shift created ownership, agency, identity. The donor was no longer watching the mission. They were part of creating the outcome. That's the psychological shift. Let's build a simple framework. Agency, specificity, emotion. Step one, agency. People respond more strongly when they feel personally connected to the impact. Not helping an organization, helping create a real result. Here's a ChatGPT prompt. Rewrite this fundraising, ask to increase donor agency, ownership, and emotional involvement. Now your ask feels empowering. Step two, specificity. Generic asks create weak emotion. Specific outcomes create action. Example, your gift helps provide meals for 20 families this weekend. Now people can visualize the impact. A CRM like DonorBooks helps personalize messaging based on donor behavior and interests. That makes communication feel more relevant. And relevance increases conversion. Step three, emotion. People donate emotionally first, then justify logically afterward. Your word should create feeling, hope, belonging, urgency, possibility, not just information. Events work the same way. Platforms like Charity Auctions Today create emotional energy during fundraising experiences, but language shapes how people emotionally interpret those moments. That's powerful. Another insight, tiny wording shifts compound. One phrase, one sentence, one emotional framing change. Those small moments can completely change behavior. That's why copywriting matters, not because words are magic, because psychology is. Let's talk about real talk. Most nonprofits spend months building campaigns, very little time refining emotional framing. That's backwards, because often the difference between average and exceptional is not the strategy, it's the language. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, review your donation asks and remove overly organizational language. Second, rewrite one ask to focus on donor agency and impact. Third, test small wording changes instead of rebuilding entire campaigns. That's how small shifts create massive results. Tomorrow, we're diving into something critical. Why donors stop caring after the first gift? Because the first donation is not the hard part anymore. Retention is. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Sometimes the biggest breakthrough is only three words away. See you tomorrow.